A Bloomington Normal expert on childhood abuse says there's hope for traumatized children who are being separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. GLT's Eric Stock talks with Lisa Piper, regional vice president of Children's Home and Aid in Bloomington, who says healing often goes on for years.
We know that it's traumatic for children to be separated from their parents. We've learned that in the field of social work. And we know the trauma that it causes the children, and we also know if that does have to happen, if children have to be separated from their parents, we know how to do it to try and minimize the trauma as much as possible. So it just makes me think and hope that folks are, you know, following those lessons and doing things in a way that mitigates the trauma rather than exacerbates it.
So what are some of those steps to minimize?
Sure, absolutely. What we've learned is that, of course, the younger the child, the harder it is. The trauma for them, because they can't process what's happening to them, they don't have the language skills yet. So lots of physical reassurances to those children. You don't want to necessarily change their environment. You know, don't take the clothes off them that they've been wearing, or take their favorite little blankie, even if it might be dirty or a little bit tattered. So we've learned that kids who do have to be separated from their parents do better if they can stay together with their siblings. That really helps mitigate the trauma. If they can possibly stay with an adult that they know and have a relationship with, that mitigates the trauma. If they can have visits, regular visits that they can count on with their parents while they're separated, that helps mitigate the trauma. And these are all lessons that we've learned in the Illinois child welfare system with kids who come into foster care.
Now, you had said the younger they are, the more traumatic it is. Is there a cutoff, though? Can they be too young to even be aware of what's going on around them?
Very young children are still going to experience a sense of loss. It's going to be different for them. They can't put it into words. I mean, these are kids who sleep may have, then their sleep's disrupted. Their appetite's disrupted. And they can't ask questions, and they can't process. If somebody says, oh, you'll get to see mommy and daddy on Thursday, or you'll get to see your big brother and big sister tomorrow, we're going to have a visit, that baby is not going to understand. And so what do babies do when they're upset and they're a little discombobulated? They cry a lot. They fuss. They don't sleep well. And little children can experience trauma. It's just different from them. I mean, imagine what an 11-day-old and an 11-week-old and an 11-month-old and then an 11-year-old child. Each one of those children is going to experience trauma as a result of being separated from their family, but it's going to be different given where they are developmentally.
And what is the likelihood that that trauma stays with them long term? And does that depend also on the age in which they're experiencing this?
It depends on a lot of different factors. You know, I have to believe as a social work professional that it can be better. A lot of the programs that we have here at Children's Home and Aid are put in place to help kids heal from trauma. And we see children heal every day. Again, if you mitigate the trauma in the beginning as much as possible, and then you offer supportive services, whether that's play therapy, or there's an awesome therapeutic modality out there called TheraPlay that actually helps a child and caregiver bond and attachment, that can be especially helpful for a child that's being cared for by a quote-unquote stranger, you know, someone that they don't know. So absolutely there are ways to mitigate the trauma. There are ways to help the child heal. Will the child be impacted? Yes. Does that mean doom and gloom forever? No. It just means, though, that there's some work that needs to be done to make sure that it isn't doom and gloom.
That was Lisa Piper of Children's Home and Aid in Bloomington with GLT's Eric Stock.